Well, good morning, everybody, and glad to be back again. Like I went somewhere. But I just thank God for being here this morning. Thank him for bringing me through another week. And just to be able to deliver the sermon. And I just, God is good. And I just thank him for his power and his love and his grace. Pastor Eric had asked me to preach a while back, and it's like, man, I got all this time. I could have a few sermons written, in this amount of time. But I kind of struggled a little bit just getting this one to go, and it was, one thing about when I'm asked to preach is just I don't like coming up here fooling around, and not that I ever do or anything like that, but I just want to make sure that God is using me. I don't want to come up here just to be speaking. If those of you know me, I'm not really that upfront guy all the time. I mean, I like to stay kind of in the back a little bit, but, I'm glad that, God can use me in this way. And, I just pray today that this sermon just touches someone today or many today, and that God moves and gives me the words to say. And I like to do this little pre-talk because as I'm pre-talking now, I'm kind of kicking these nerves out of my system right now. And so let's see, should I pray first? Yeah, I'll just go ahead and pray first, and then we can jump right into what I have here. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for blessing me to be here again, to preach again, actually, to deliver your word, Lord. As always, Lord, just use me today for your glory. Make me your instrument, Lord. Give me the words to hear, Lord. I pray that you'd bless my ears to hear your voice today. Bless everyone's ears in here to hear your voice today, and give them the sight to see you today, too, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you'd move mightily in everyone's life today, Lord. And Lord, before I start the sermon, Lord, I just like to lift up those in, especially in Texas, El Paso, and Ohio, Lord. Those, Lord, that lost their lives, Lord, I pray for their families, Lord, that you would comfort them, Lord God, through this time. And those that were injured, Lord, that you would bless them to heal up, Lord. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, over our country, Lord. I lift up our president today, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you would use him for your glory, and Lord, that you would just use not just he, but all of those in power, Lord, that they would seek you first and your righteousness, Lord, and that everything else will come after that, Lord. But Lord, we just pray that they would seek you, Lord. Lord, we seek you here today, Lord, and we just invite you here as always. Lord, we just pray that you would move mightily in this place today, Lord. We pray that your anointing would fall in Jesus' name. Amen. What I picked today to preach on is the 91st Psalm. Actually, I'm going to preach the whole Psalm. And something how, that just jumped into my spirit, and the Lord just opened me up to want to preach that today. So I'm just going to start with the first six verses right now. Psalms 91, starting with verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and strength, my God, in whom I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilences. He shall cover you with his feathers, under his wings. You shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. God is a shelter, a refuge when we are afraid. The writer's faith in Almighty God as protector would carry him through all of the dangers and fears of life. This should be a picture of our trust, trading all of our fears for faith in him, no matter how intense our fears. To do this, we must live and rest with him. Psalms 91:1, I read again. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. By entrusting ourselves to his protection and pledging our daily devotion to him, we will be kept safe. You know, as it's amazing as we were singing the songs today, how the songs that Harlow picked today were, and what he shared today was talking about fear, and how, you know, thank God that the Holy Spirit moves in that way. So at least you guys are broken in a little bit talking about fear. I think of how, you know, the Lord talks about how he protects us and keeps us from the snare of the fowler, and how we can call on him and he'll just bless us and protect us and rescue us even. You know, I think of when I was a kid, and I'm the oldest in my family, so I didn't have any big brothers or bigger siblings. And a lot of my friends had big brothers, you know, so whenever anybody came and picked trouble with them, you know, they went and got their big brother, you know, to go get them, you know. So whenever anybody picked trouble with me, I'd make up some big brothers, you know. So, I mean, there were guys that in our neighborhood, they were older guys. They were a few years older than us, and they kind of took us under their wing. You know, they helped us with, you know, sports and different things like that. And, you know, just it was always great. You know, it's always great when a younger kid hangs out with an older kid, you know, and how, you know, they protected us. And whenever trouble came, you know, it didn't come a lot, but, you know, whenever it did, you know, but that's what I did. I said, you know, hey, you know, so-and-so is my brother. And they go, he is? You know, like that. And I'm like, yeah, you know. So then they didn't believe me, but they didn't want to trust their non-belief either, you know. So they would go and do their own investigating and find out that it wasn't. But, you know, by that time, it was all settled. So they didn't have to worry about it anymore. But that's how God is. God is there for us to call on him when we need him. You know, when we're fearing, he comes and conquers that fear. He tells us that he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, love, power, and a sound mind. So we're not supposed to buckle to fear at any time or any cost. And granted, it's easier said than done sometimes, you know, when I can say, don't worry, don't fear. But, you know, in that time, you know, if you just continue to look forward and keep your focus on God, you know, he comes through and rescues you all the time. You know, there was a time too back then too when you had big brothers. Even before that, I remember the times when guys used to say, well, my dad's tougher than your dad. Those things, you know, my dad's got bigger muscles than your dad has bigger muscles, you know, different things like that, you know, and I know that, you know, if I went to get my dad was on the ready, you know, that's how dads are, you know, they're on the ready if somebody, you know, protects that hurts their kids, you know, kind of like moms are with their baby. Who hurt my baby, you know, and they go after the guy, you know, that's, you know, you don't want to mess with a mad mom, you know, at times, you know, that's serious. I'm serious. You know, I think of when he talks about guarding us under his wings, you know, I shared this once before that, you know, like a mother duckling, you know, we went to Duluth. We went on vacation. It was with the Whitties that time. And on the dock, there was this mother duckling. She had all these ducklings. I forget how many they were, but it wasn't funny. But as days went on while we were there, every day there was one missing, you know. So I don't know what happened. If, you know, sometimes I heard somebody says Northerns come and snatch them off the water. I heard that. I don't know if that's true or not. Or something else might have come and gotten them. But when at night, when we went inside, you know, we'd look out the window, and this duckling would come off the lake, all the ducklings following the mom, and she'd go up on the dock, you know. And so most of them would be able to get up on the dock, and they'd be on the edge. And so then she'd sit there, and it's almost like she had count. And she looked and saw they all weren't there, and she's, wah, 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 you know, like that. And there were a couple that couldn't get up on the dock, so she went down there, and she was just barking at them, you know, to help them get up on the dock. And then she got them up on the dock, and then they had them surrounded by her protection, you know, which, you know, I thought that was pretty awesome, and that's what God does with us. You know, he circles us around, you know what? There's a scripture that talks about Jesus leaving the 99, and there's that song to go and just get that one, lost one. And that's what that mother duckling did. She left those others to go get the others that were lost and brought that one back up to the flock. And that's what God does for us. the one thing that I was thinking about when I was thinking about doing the sermon was I had shared this a while back when I was talking about that I was going through a dry spell and I was going through a downtime and, you know, just feeling low and just feeling out of sorts in a way because, you know, I look at my life and, you know, I'm thinking that I should be further along than I am in certain areas, you know, and just wondering why that progression is taking so long and just understanding that there's a process that God uses with us. There's a process that he takes us through and we just have to trust that process. Sometimes the process takes a long time. Sometimes it's quick, but it's all God's timing. He knows when, you know, it's time for us to move and make that next step. He has us ready for that. And so, you know, I was thinking of that and when I was doing that sermon and just, you know, as I was reading through the scriptures there's a gospel singer, James Moore is his name, and he sang this song to this verse, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God." And man, it was just amazing how, you know, his powerful voice and how he sang. He sang with a choir. And it was awesome. His name is James Moore. If you want to ever look him up, just pull him up on YouTube, and he'll do that. You can be blessed by that. Okay, moving on to verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. When I was a child, I forget how old I was, but my brother Ernie, he was a baby. And this was back when you didn't have to strap your kids in the cars. And so my mom, she was holding my brother in her arms and in her lap. And it was myself and my other brother, Steve, and my sister, Lisa. Leslie wasn't born yet. So we were sitting in the back seat. And so we were heading to my dad's oldest brother, Uncle Jim. We were heading to his place. It was 4th of July, and we were going there for a cookout. And we were just about there, and it was a four-way stop sign. And my dad stopped at the sign, and then he pulled forward. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't paying attention. I was smaller then, so I'm not sure how high I was at that point on to see out the window. But all of a sudden, my mom yelled, "Jesus!" like that. And all of a sudden, you hear this big crash. Pow! Like that. So when my dad was going through the stop sign, there was a car coming from our right and blew right through the stop sign and T-boned us. And I feel by my mother yelling "Jesus" like that, we all got out of the car and walked away. No injuries at all. And, you know, I feel that through that prayer and through that fear and just my mom just yelling out and trusting him. You know, I don't know how many of you have met her, but I wish all of you could have. You know, I just hope that what she taught me, that I'm doing well to pass on to my kids. And, you know, I wish that my kids could have gotten to meet her. But there's going to be a day when they meet her in heaven. So that's going to be a beautiful day. Okay, move on to verse 11. For he gives his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and cobra and the young lion and the serpent, and you shall trample them underfoot. Another thing my mom did when she taught us to pray, and it wasn't just my mom, it was in the church we grew up in, and just, you know, people that, you know, that prayed and whatnot, and is when she prayed, they always prayed and camp angels round about us and just to keep us protected and at all costs. I mean, they just want us covered from head to toe. That's how they prayed. And there was a song too, another song that said, "Jesus be a fence all around me." And that's another song you can pull up on YouTube. It's a really good song. it's that hedge of protection to keep us protected. You know, he talked about here in you know, keep that is he keeps his angels, gives his angels charge over us. And I mean, they're ready. They're ready to fight. They're ready to come and protect. You know, if Jesus, you know, I think of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was asking the Lord, Lord, if it's your will that I pass this cup on, you know, but the Lord didn't take the cup from him. He knew that he had to do it. Even as he prayed, he said, but I know that I was sent here for a mission. I have to do this. And so he took that on. But he could have called down angels, even when they hung him on the cross. Anytime, he could have called down angels, and they could have just come down and just wreaked havoc. You know, you're thinking, Jesus calling down angels, just think of, you know, and then you look at Revelations when everything's going to happen, you know, in the future, you know, when the last and the final war, all the angels and everything fighting, you know, and that just really lets you know that we really do not fight against flesh and blood, that we fight against principalities, you know. And that God is in control of all of it. And, you know, as much as we think here that we're doing a lot, God is doing much more. You know, sometimes we think we're the ones achieving everything, but we're not, you know, a lot of us are not giving God the glory for even waking us up this morning, you know. You just open your eyes, give him thanks. You know, when you make it somewhere, give him thanks. When, you know, you make it through another day's work, you know, getting through work another day or whatever, you know, making another year to your birthday, giving him thanks because he's the one keeping you. You know, just think of, you know, a lot of us can't even see sometimes what is around us. Sometimes we face death and we didn't even know it because God is around. God is protecting us at all times. So we just need to continually give him thanks and know that he is there for us and that that we don't fear. And I hate to keep repeating stories on you guys again, but I've shared this one a few times, and I'll share it again because it fit in here. You know, when he was talking about treading upon lions and cobras, and he should have put in there dogs. And... some of you might have heard this story or remember it, but me and some friends, we were teenagers. We were probably roughly around 13, 14, somewhere in there. And so they were having a basketball tournament at this other park in another part of the Bronx. So all of us were going to head that way. We wanted to head that way to see the tournament. And, you know, because usually sometimes you get some famous guys that come through sometimes and they're in this basketball tournament. So we went walking through and heading down there because we could walk. It was a good walking distance from our house. So we were heading through this gas station. And back then, they used to keep gas station dogs on the gas station. And a lot of times you go in there and they just sleep. You know, they don't bother you at all or whatever. Well, we had never been through this gas station before. And so we were dipping through these cars to get to the park. And all of a sudden, I mean, this, I think it's probably one of the biggest German Shepherds I think I'd ever seen in my life. And you know, when you're afraid, it's big. You know, like my wife, you know, she says, I saw a centipede. It was about this big, you know, and, you know, and when you're afraid, I mean, it amplifies the size, you know, but I'm sure, you know, it was a decent sized German Shepherd. But anyway, as we're walking, and there was probably about maybe six or seven of us. And so all my life, I was always the bigger kid. And when I mean big, the rounder kid, you know, stockier kid, all the other friends were pretty much lanky or shorter or whatever. And I kid you not, as the dog, and I wasn't even in the front. And the dog come jumping out there. And I mean, I don't think I've seen people move that fast in my life, but they came around me, all of them. They got behind me. And the funny part of it is, it's amazing how I remember all this. They all had a piece of my shirt. And they all had a fist full of it. And I could feel all these fists in my back, you know. And they're twisting this shirt, and they're trying to turn me to keep from this dog getting them, you know. And I'm the one in the front. So if he's going to bite somebody, he's going to bite me. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so as all this is happening, you know, and like I said, this, it's amazing how all of this is just jumbling in my head. But the dog, as when he barked, and then he lunged, and I yelled, Jesus, like that. And boom, he stopped in midair. Then he lunged again. I said, Jesus, and he stopped again. And then all of a sudden, the owner of the gas station yelled his name, and the dog took off, just like that. You know, and I mean, I could have, I don't know how many bites he would have got out of me or whatever, but you know, I just really believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of Jesus. I believe that when you call on him, he knows. You know, some people talk about you, you know, when you yell Jesus, some people get offended because they think it's in vain or you're saying his, yeah, using his name in vain. But no, there's a lot of times you're, and he says to call on his name. You know, you call on him and he comes and rescues you at every moment and every time that he can. And another part of why I did the sermon is that God knows your name. He knows you. He knows who you are. He knows every one of us. He said that he knew us before he put us in our mother's womb. He knew us. So he spoke us all into existence, and he put us, he just knows everything about us. And, you know, as much as we think that we know more about us than he does is crazy, because he knows everything. And the thing of it is, if, and I'm talking about myself, I'm not trying to, you know, if I could just believe, just amp up my trust even a fraction more than what I do now, just think how far and how much better my relationship with him would be. You know, and you know, just to remember that he knows your name and he will never, ever leave you or forsake you. Going to verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him and I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life, and I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And I like that the second part of verse 14 is that I will set him up because he knows my name. You know, and that's, you know, God, us knowing God's name, that we're able to trust in him. But he also knows our name in reverse. You know, he knows who we are. And just like we think that we're just this little pebble down here. But God created that little pebble. You know, God knows everything. He's created it all. You know, he knows your name. He walks with us. He talks with us. He loves us. He tells us that we are his own. You know, he entrusts us with so much. You know, as I talked earlier about my mom and hoping that I did as good a job as she did with me, letting me know about Jesus as I did with my kids. You know, I don't want to be lacking in that area. I want to make sure that, you know, my kids, and then it will pass on from them to their kids, you know, so that they know him. Because, you know, you read some of the Old Testament stories, and all of a sudden you have this one good king, and then all of a sudden you probably have three or four of them after that good one. You know, and just think of how many generations are affected after that, you know, and how much ground has to be made up, you know, after that to try to get everybody turned back the right way again. You know, you know, as Harold talked today about fear and us not buckling to fear and everything today, you know, there are so many verses in the Bible that we use that the Lord uses to show us not to fear. And it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And then also it says, fearful the Lord is, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man that trusts in him. You know, always trust in God, no matter what. Always look for him. Always call on him. You know, you think of people that go through bad situations, and I'm gonna just pose this to anybody, you know, not to say anything, but just in agreement. You know, how many of you know people that you've seen them go through things, and you know that you've seen their relationship with God, and just seen them come through that thing, just like it was nothing. You know, it's and I'm sure it wasn't nothing, but I mean, what I mean by nothing is that they trusted the Lord so much that the Lord brought them through that pain or that hurt that they went through. So I encourage each and every one of you, you know, whenever you're going through something, always call on God. You know, we you know, as a church body, we come together and we pray for everyone. And you know, us praying together, I mean, that is a mighty force. You know, when we come together as one, you know, it is a mighty force, and it is a blow to the devil that we're all together and we're all in agreement. You know, he tries to pick us off one by one. You know, there's a reason why they make horror movies the way they do, because they follow what the devil does. You know, if you watch horror movies, they always pick everybody off one by one. That's what they do. And that's kind of what the devil does. He tries to pick everybody off one by one. And there's so many different concerns and so many different things that are going on. And a lot of times, not one thing is the same. Like, I could have something going on right now that's really upsetting. Harlow could have another. Denise could have another. Luke could have one. You know, everybody could have a different one. But the thing of it is that God is in control of all of that. He can bring all of that together. You know, so we just need to continue to trust in God as never before. So with that, there's a video that we're going to show here pretty quick. And it's called He Knows My Name. And it's by Tasha Cobb. And I just want you guys to listen to the words of this song. You know, you could worship how you want. I mean, whatever you do, if you want to stand, you can. Do what you want to do, but I like you to listen to these words. And then once it's done playing, then I'll come up and pray. So,
pour out my heart.
Amen. Good word, huh? Lord, as they were singing, Lord, part of the song there is that you hold our hands. Lord, you just want us to have as close of a relationship with you as we can. Lord, you want to love on us. You just want to walk with us, Lord God, and be with us, Lord God, and just continue to counsel us, Lord, and mold us and shape us, Lord. You want us to just continue to trust you, Lord. And I pray that we would do that more and more and do that better each time. Lord, that as you're taking us, Lord God, to our next step in life, Lord, that, you know, that we would have the ears to hear your voice and the eyes to see you, Lord, and to just know, Lord, even how, no matter how tough it is, Lord, that we would always cry out to you, Lord, and not blame you, but blame the one who is actually responsible. Lord, I pray over each one of us here today, and Lord, you know each and every one of us separately, Lord, because we all have to come through Jesus to get to you, Father. We all have our own ministry, our own walk, Lord, that we have to take care of. And I pray, Lord God, over anyone here today, Lord, that doesn't know you as Savior, Lord, that the ears of their heart would be pricked, Lord, that the eyes of their heart would be open to you, Lord, and that they would want to know more about you, Lord. I pray before they even leave the building, Lord God, that they would want you into their hearts and into their life. Lord, I thank you for this body of believers, Lord, and I lift each one up to you, Lord God. I lift up Pastor Eric, Lord, and Anna and their family, Lord. I just pray that you would continually keep a hedge of protection around them. Lord God, I pray that you be that fence around them every day. Lord God, that you would keep them from the fiery darts and the flaming arrows, Lord, that you would put that spiritual shield around them, Lord. And Lord, I just pray over their ministry, Lord God, that you would bless them, Lord God, as they move forward, Lord God, that you would be using them, Lord God, for your glory, Lord. I pray over this church, Lord, as they're leading it, Lord, and I just thank you, Lord God, for them. Lord, and I thank you for everyone in this building right now today, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for them. I thank you, Lord, that, you know, to get to know them. I thank you, Lord, that we fellowship together, that we come together, Lord God. We put any differences aside, Lord, if there's any, and we come together, Lord God, to worship you. And I thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I just pray that as we leave this place today, Lord, that when we go out into the community, Lord, that we would be ready, Lord, to share your free gift of salvation. Tell them about your good news, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, as those seeds are planted, Lord God, that you would water them and cause them to grow. But Lord, have your way again in this place in our lives. And Lord, just bless the remainder of this day and all we do. And bless us as we start a new week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.